Super-sized goldfish have already found their way into Lake Tahoe, and now aquarium dumping at the lake has added another fish to Tahoe's colorful history. A Placostomus was recently found in a Tahoe Creek. It's an algae-eating aquarium fish foreign to the lake, usually sold at pet stores. Pet store fish may sound like a minor issue for an ecosystem like Tahoe, but they are not. And in fact, scientists will say if the fish no longer fits in your aquarium, do not dump it into Nevada's lakes or rivers. Take it back instead to the pet store where you got it. Heather Sigali has got some expertise on this. She is Education and Outreach Director for the UC Davis Tahoe Environmental Research Center. Heather, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me, Dave.
This latest warning not to dispose of pet store fish came after a 7-year-old boy found a dead Placostomus in a Tahoe creek. So describe what this common aquarium fish looks like.
So the one that was brought in to us was prehistoric looking. It was over a foot long, black, scaly, spiky back, and a really hard head. They're normally quite a small fish, you know, 2 inches when you buy them at the pet food store and add them to your aquarium, and they're the little algae suckers that you've probably seen before. But this one had grown quite large, and our fish biologist, Brant Allen, had recognized it as a Placostomus. And what can commonly happen is the fish can grow too large for their tanks, and we know that this was an aquarium dumped project, or from aquarium dumping, because there's no other way this fish could have gotten into Tahoe's waters.
Is Tahoe seeing an increase in non-native fish overpopulating the waters?
Absolutely. We've seen many warm water fishes, which would include the bluegill, largemouth bass, smallmouth bass, crappies, and of course you mentioned the goldfish already. A goldfish that had grown to 4 pounds in weight. That's one big goldfish.
That's a big goldfish.
Yeah, 15 inches long.
So what accounts for things like largemouth bass and bluegill, crappies? You know, people don't keep those as pets ordinarily. What accounts for their arrival in Tahoe?
So our best guess is that they came in a fisherman's bait bucket, either intentionally added because someone really liked fishing for bass. They're fighters, I guess, and maybe fun to fish for. But they don't belong in Tahoe, and so it's a really bad idea to add a non-native species into the ecosystem. You just don't know what other kinds of effects it could have. This particular Placostomus, that it didn't survive. It was too cold, or maybe there wasn't enough food for it, or maybe because it was in a stream and the water was flowing, it just didn't do well. It probably wouldn't have lived and wouldn't have likely found a mate. But the bluegill, the bass, the goldfish, those are all finding mates, and they're procreating and adding additional babies. And in the past couple years, the University of Nevada, Reno, has removed 50,000 fish, which totaled
50,
over 7,000 pounds of fish.
Mm. What kind of damage can these non-native fish cause to Lake Tahoe?
Well, so they eat the same food as our native fish, and so they're competing for the same food. And in the case of the largemouth bass and some of the larger bluegill, they actually outright eat the babies of our native fish. So they're causing a great decrease in the number of our native fish that are surviving. So the minnows and some of the smaller fish, I think the University of Nevada, Reno research showed a 9-fold decrease in the number of native fish that we're finding in Tahoe lately.
Ninefold. So it's just really, really greatly reduced, sounds like.
Greatly reduced. And so there's obviously the competition issue. Then I don't know if you've ever had a goldfish tank, but you know how dirty that water gets.
Mm.
So it's about nutrient cycling and about the clarity of the lake could be compromised because of these other fish that don't belong here.
Now, that Placostomus we talked about at the start of this visit, that Placostomus is going to be dissected by biologists at UC Davis. What are you hoping to find?
Well, so it's an algae eater. So normally we would dissect the fish to find out see how many of our native fish have been eaten and exactly what it is that they're eating. In this case, we're doing it more as an educational opportunity for the young man who brought the fish in. Lucas is age 7, and his family thought that this was a great teachable moment to teach about science and the science impacts and to bring him in and show him the lab. So we're going to do it more as an educational opportunity for him. Then normally, we'd be curious what was in there, but in the case of an algae eater, it's mostly algae.
So. Mm-hmm. You'd mentioned the abnormally large goldfish. How did they get in there, and how were they able to survive?
They shouldn't be surviving in the cold waters of Lake Tahoe, but some of the areas, like the Tahoe Keys and South Lake Tahoe, are shallow embayments that have been artificially dug out, and that shallow water can obviously heat up faster than the deep cold waters. And then plus we have non-native invasive weeds, aquatic weeds like Eurasian water milfoil, curly leaf pondweed, these weeds that you may see them stuck on the propellers of boats. And these weeds help to warm the waters as well and provide habitat for these warm water fishes. Most of the goldfish probably came from people thinking like either the goldfish got too big for the bowl, or maybe they won it at a carnival game and didn't really want to continue having to clean out a stinky goldfish bowl. And so instead of returning it to the pet store, which would be the right thing to do, they thought, well, we'll just release it into this big water and we'll give it a chance to live. But the problem is that these fish will grow to the size of the space they have to swim. So they will just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And in Tahoe, they were able to find mates and they were spawning and having additional goldfish babies. And like I mentioned, 50,000 fish 50, have been 000. Removed of non-native fish that don't belong in Tahoe have been removed already.
So for those of us who have a goldfish who's getting a little unwieldy or other fish in the aquarium, what should we do with these fish instead of dumping them into Nevada waters?
Yeah, so you can definitely take them back to the pet store and they can try to resell them or they can take care of them or move them. They definitely should not be put into waterways where they don't belong.
And
don't know. You may think it's the right thing to do, but it never is because you just don't know what other harmful effects they might have.
Yeah, when you say waterways, does this include flushing down the toilet?
Yeah, I don't think that's a very humane thing for them to be flushed down the toilet. And who knows where they end up in that case. There's probably a more humane way to, if it is decided that they need to be killed, there's probably a better way to do that. I'm not an expert on that.
Yeah. Heather Sigali is an education and outreach director for the UC Davis Tahoe Environmental Research Center in Incline Village, Nevada. Heather, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Dave.